Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Tes, and we are on Chesma Beis, and we are in the sugyas. A couple more dafim relating to Rabbi Chinas Kanakonim and the Tumah V'Tahara. Just remember yesterday's issue. We spoke about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva Lishitoso, and what we have been talking about before we get to today's daf, which finally brings it back to Pesach and why the past two Mishnayos were here, talking about when you have to burn something. Does it merely matter if it's going to become tameh while it's being burned? Because after all, it's holich le'ibud. So, is there still a mitzvah of shmira once I have to get rid of it? So that was the discussion. We ended up saying there, Rabbi Akiva is l'shitaso, because the oil that's going to become tameh in the last mishnah is going to be able to be metameh other things. And that's Rabbi Akiva shita in sota daf chaf zayin in the Bavli yitma yitameh. Right, as long as you can darshan the psukim, not only does it become tameh, it can make other things tameh as well. And I just mentioned Derech Agav, I just mentioned one other point, and that is from that Tshuva of the Radvaz that I like to quote, that the Radvaz notes that there are no nekudos in the klaf, and there are no vowels written in the Torah. So he says that answers the kasha of the Malachim. Right, the Malachim in Masechah Shabbos, when they ask Shabbos Peches, in the Bavli, when Malachim asked that it's not fair, why are you giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? Malu Yulud Isha Beinenu, as they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Hashem, and the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Hashem Adinu Ma'adi Hashem Chabachal Ha'aretz, Asher Etna Hodchal HaShemayim, and we know the Gemara, they go through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, give them an answer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm scared, they're going to burn me, pen yisrafuni behevel shebafiyem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on, achoz b'kise kvodi v'hachsu lahem shuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes through all the aseres hadibros, and they agree, and they admit that the Torah is not appropriate for them. And the question that all the Mefarshim ask on the Gemara is, what was the Havamina, what were the Malachim thinking, what was Moshe Rabbeinu Mechadish to them? And the answer that the Radvaz gives is that they say that you could have read the Torah in different ways. Right, you could have read the Torah in different ways, right? Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu read El Asir Sol Asin El Signov, and the answer was, this is the Pashup Shad as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided. So even though there are multiple levels of interpretation, Eina Mikri Yosef Midei Pshuto, and the, you can't get out of the Pashup Shad. But that whole Pshad is only allowed and possible because of this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't put the Nekudos in. That's gonna be, part of the Misor of Torah Shebal Peh, but Torah Shebal Ksav will still be open in order to have many different ways of understanding. That's why we have Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMisorah. There's so many different ways of darshaning, and it probably all goes back to that first Ramban in his Akdama La Torah, where the Ramban says that Kol Torah Kula spells out Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some Kabbalistic way, and we just break up the words in a certain way, but really. Right, tables mischalkos, right? You can split it up in different ways. And therefore, that's all, again, only allowed by the fact that we don't have the kudos, which would limit the Torah. Lamaise was given to us, with a certain way to read it. But that's not dafka as it was. And one final point related to that, and that's what the Gra says is the real pshat of the machlokas tanoim about who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Remember, we have the Machlokas in Menachos, and in Baba Basra, where the Gemara says, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? And each shita is more mechudosh than the other one. Right? Is it Moshe Rabbeinu that wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? That's pretty unbelievable, because it says in the Torah, Vayamas Sham Moshe. It doesn't say he will die, it says he died. We're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that, because one Tana says, how can Moshe Rabbeinu not have been, imbue some of the Torah with Kedusha? And how could he say, Lakoch HaSefer HaTorah HaZos, take this Torah, and it's not the whole Torah? So you have to say Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. And the other opinion says, Moshe can't write, he died. That's not true. That's sheker. Right? So Yeshua ben Nun must have written the last eight psukim of the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote almost the whole Torah, but Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight. And he wrote it, as the Gemara says, bedema. He wrote it bedema. And Rashi says bedema means with tears, meirov tsaro. That's Rashi's lashon, meirov tsaro. We've noted the Rav Salvechik's unbelievable pshat of that Rashi. What does he mean, meirov tsaro? He was in pain because he was going to die. Anyone want to die? No, that's not Ms. Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's time, it's time. No, Meirov Tzaro, that he couldn't imbue some of the Torah with full Kedusha. right? He couldn't write the last day. It doesn't just mean he wrote the last day psukim, but he imbued those last day psukim with full kedusha, and he couldn't do that. So that was what he was in pain from. Mirov Saro. But the Gra says, we mentioned this, remember, way back in Seder Zeraim, that maybe Mirov Bedema means from the word Meduma, from the word mixed up. As we know, Meduma is Truma and Chulin that were mixed up with each other. This is connected because we spoke about Truma yesterday also. And the Gra says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eluf Eluf Devei Elokim Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the last eight words of the Torah, but he gave it to him in Meduma mixed up. He gave it to him with all the letters in all together. It didn't say the words that we read it, Vayam Hashem Moshe. He gave it to him in their pristine, so to speak, mixed up state of Torah, Kol HaTorah, Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then after Moshe died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciphered it for Yeshua ben Nun and decoded it. And then it said the words that we have. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they both wrote it. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the original state, and Yeshua ben Nun wrote it in the later state. But that also works with this Radvaz, that really there are ways to interpret the Torah not the way that we have it, with our breakups and with our vowels and with our nekudos, but there are other ways to interpret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows, and that explains the Malachim, and that explains who wrote the last eight psukim, and a lot of other things as well. Okay, let's get back to, and the last sugya that we just said right before the Mishnah is also very important. We didn't have time to go through it, and that is numerous machlokos about the sugya of Cherev Harayu Kachalal, right, which is one of the, we mentioned right before the end of last year, we mentioned that some machlokos we've shown him, that principle, does it only apply to metal kalim, or does it apply to all kalim except for Kli Cheres? That's the machlokas we've shown him. This Gemara seems to say explicitly, the Maram Chalava points out the Yerushalmi. This Gemara said explicitly, metal, right? It says yesterday, at the end of the shir, Mount Amar B'tami Meis B'Kli Matches. It applies to metal, and again, that's one of the two or three exceptions in the world of Tumah V'Tahara that Tumah is not transferred down, right? Chaz, it always is always transmitted. Ah becomes a Rishon becomes a Sheni. V'Chulu, this is one of the only exceptions to the rule. Cherev Harayu Kachalal, if a metal kli touches a dead body, then that metal kli becomes like a dead body, avi avos atuma. And then if that metal kli touches a tamei meis, it becomes an avatuma like the tamei meis. Does that apply to all kalim or just metal? So that's the machlokas we've shown him. Rashi and the Ravid say it applies to only metal. The Rambam and others say it applies to all, right, the Bar Tanur, except for a kli cheres, but the Maram Chalava points out that yesterday's daf seems to be dafka, kli marches, a raya to that shita of Rashi and the Ravid. The other exception to the rule, remember we have to know that the Hagdama by heart, so like Kriya Shema. So whenever there are Yisodos, we have to mention it. The other exception to the rule, if you remember, is Mishkav Azav. That's a pasuk in Chumash, right? That's not Cherev Harayu Kachalal. It's also a pasuk in Chumash. Almost all Tumah V'Tahara are psukim in Chumash, right? So much of it. Tzara'as. We just don't read the psukim carefully or very slowly to try to be medayik every detail of the laws of Saras. Not all. Rashi points out that sometimes the psukim skip a step and they're not written in chronological order by the case of Nigei Batim at the end of Hilchas Saras. But in any case, there are another one of the exceptions to the rule is Mishkav Azav. It's also a pasuk in Chumash. That is, if a Zav or a Zav or a Nida, right, one of the Mechusrei Kapara, if they sit or Tumah She'osalav Migufo, if they sit on a item that is usually sat on, like a blanket or a chair or a couch, so that item also becomes an avatuma, Mishkav Azav, right? It doesn't go down. Usually, if a Zav touches something, that a Zav is an Av, and the thing that it touches is a Rishon. But if a Zav sits on something, or a saddle of an animal, right, so that becomes a Merkav Azav or a Mishkav Azav, and that's also an Av. So that doesn't go down, that goes across. The way that Rav Soloveitchik, Lichtenstein has an article where he quotes Rav Soloveitchik about this, where he says, how does that work? Doesn't it always go down? The answer is, it goes down if there is a mitame and a nitma. If there is an active and a receiver of the tuma, a mitame and a nitma. But here, when a zav sits on a couch, there's no transfer of tuma. What is there? There's a magdir. That couch is now called a mishkav azav. Guess what? A mishkav azav is one of the avos atuma. It's not that the Zav is Matami the couch. If a Zav touches something, then it's Matami that goes down. But when a Zav sits on a couch, now it's a Mishkav Azav. A Mishkav Azav is an Avatuma, just like a dead rodent is an Avatuma. Who made the dead rodent Tame? Hashem! Right? Then he said it's not like there was a mitame by a dead rodent. A dead body. Who made the dead body tame? It's not that nobody made it tame. It is tame. That's just the reality. So too, a Mishkav HaZav. All the Zav did was be magdir it as a Mishkav HaZav. And Memela, now it's the tame. That's why the tame doesn't transfer down. Because it's just a creation of a reality. And Memela, that reality, Hashem says is tame. I don't know. I don't know if he said it in that article. He didn't say the same thing applies by this exception. It's a little harder to say. Right, the metal is like the dead body. So what, the dead body was magdirit like something, or a little harder to say, but that's another exception to the rule. On a daraisa level. Again, there are durabanan exceptions to the rule. Sometimes there are liquids, they say all liquids that are, might even go backwards, right? And this is durabanan because the liquids of Izav are an avatuma. So all liquids that even a sheni, a shlishi latuma might go back to be a rishon. So, Durabanan, you have things going in opposite directions. But, Daraisa, those are two examples. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. This is the third Mishnah now, if you remember. We had the first Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, who said he could burn things together. Then we had Rabbi Akiva, who said he could burn things together, and we explained in the last year. What was Rabbi Akiva adding to Rabbi Chanina? Now we have the third Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Meir, mi devrem lamanu, from their words. Whose words? We don't know yet. From their words, we learn, shesurfin, now we get to Pesach. Past two Mishnayos were all lead up. Now we get to, what is this doing here? This is doing here because on Erev Pesach, you have to burn chametz. What if you have truma? That's chametz. Do you have to worry about what you burn that truma with? Right? You have the big pile of chametz and can you throw truma in? Even though my neighbor might have tame food in there. And therefore, when I throw my truma in, it's going to become tame while it burns. So do I have to worry about that? About burning truma tameya with tahar items in the fire? So says the Mishnah, Midevrem Lamai, Rameir says, well, based on the words that we've said, we'll see what that means. Shesarvet Shumatar, Rametameva Pesach. It must be that, right, what they say in the previous Mishnayos. Don't worry about it. You can put things together, even though it's going to make it more Tamei. So it must be, says Rameir, so too on Erev Pesach. You can print things all together. Even though once it is, you see the, Karban Eda says, Imzman beer, the ho of a ho leches leibud, since it's going leibud anyway, since it's going to be destroyed, af ha tahora, even the tahora, truma tahora, but it's chametz, right? So since it's going leibud anyway, vasur midaraisa lo chashina lishmi rasa, you don't have to worry, there's no mitzvah of being shomer truma at the time that it's going to be, but what's the chiddush right now? The chiddush right now is that it's, as we'll see in the Gemara, it's about to become asur, it's not asur yet. It's about to come, and maybe it's not only even about to become asur midrabanan. Midrabanan, right? It's Erev Pesach early when you're destroying, well, as we'll see. The Avagav Tumisara, not Ashmi Rasa Batara, even though we have an Isser, we have a mitzvah of being Shomer the Chuma Batara, the Chsivis, Mishras Chumasai, still, says your mayor, you could burn it all together. Don't worry about it. Based on what we just said in the previous Mishnayos, at Pashtus. Right, just like we saw there, that you don't have to worry about things that are holy, but by Kadshim and by Truma in general. So to hear, Amr lo Rabbi Yosa, ain't a man amida. Rabbi Yosa says, I don't agree. Not true. It's not comparable cases. So we'll have to see what that means. What is Rabbi Yosa arguing about that it's not comparable cases? You can't learn from the earlier words. Okay, good. First half. Second half of the Mishnah. Modin, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua agree. Well, what do they argue about? Well, they argue about something, you have to add this in. Even though Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua argue that you they argue about that if you have truma, we'll get to what they're arguing about. Modim, Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua, Shesarfin, Zulatzma, Vzulatzma, what's the zoo? So they agree if you have truma temeya chametz with truma tahora chametz, right, you can't burn those together. Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua agreed that you have to burn those separately. Alman echelku, the machlokas is, what if you don't have truma temeya, but you have truma temeya safek? Could you burn Suffolk with Tahora? You can't burn Vade Tame with Tahora, but what about Val Nechlaku? Ala Tluyev Ala Tamea. On Suffolk and Tame, Shablazar Omer, Tesar, Luzulatzma, Blazar says you have to burn them separately, or Bisho Omer Shkenka Achaz, you can burn them both together. Okay, the second half of that Mishnah, we'll get to Be'er Hashem in future Dafim. So let's focus going back to the first half of the Mishnah, which is what today's Daf is about. And that is Rameir. What does the Mishnah say? Rameir says, you're allowed to burn your Truma Tahora in Tame on Pesach together. Don't worry about it based on what we've learned earlier. Rabbi Yossi says, no way. You can't. So first of all, Ma B'Pesach. What does B'Pesach mean? When are they arguing about? Which moment? Ba'ar Ba'asar. We're talking about the 14th. We're talking about the 14th. Pashas at the end of the morning, which is the Nisa Durabanan, which we'll get to. And the mayor says you could burn it all together, and Rabbi Yossi says you can't. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so now, what did Rabbi Meir mean when he said, based on their words, whose words? Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, midivir Rabbi Kiva, midivir Rabbi Yochanan, meskanakonim. Pashab Shat, Rabbi Yochanan says, based on the previous two Mishnayos. Based on the previous two Mishnayos, where we saw those Tanam held, that you're allowed to mix things together when they're being burned, even though they're becoming more Tamei. Right, and each one had their own shita. Rabbi Chanina said his shita, Rabbi Kiva said his shita, but they both agreed in the world of making things tamei as you burn them. So Meir says, based on that, so too on Erev Pesach you could burn truma tameya, that's with a truma tahora with tameya. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shlakish says, no, we're misunderstanding. Rabbi Meir is not talking about our mishnah. He's talking about a mishnah way back in Maseches Trumas. Right, midivrei Rabbi Elazar, midivrei Rabbi Yeshua, based on Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah Shumas in the eighth parak. We've waited a long time to get to this comment then. Right, what was that? That was the Mishnah that I mentioned yesterday outside. That was the machlokas. If you remember, the case was you have a barrel. You have a barrel, Rabbi Chavish and Ishbra. You have a barrel of truma wine that broke, and now everything is spilling out into what's underneath chulin temayin. You have truma wine that's spilling out and it's falling into chulin temayin. So what are the options? The options are, well, if I let it go into the bottom, then basically it's going to become truma temayah and nobody's going to be able to eat it. Right? Maybe the Kohen's allowed to be able to burn it. I'm going to ruin my chulin. I can eat chulin temayin, but I can't eat truma temayah. Right? So it's going to ruin it. It's going to ruin everything. So do we say, well, tough luck. You can't make your time. And the only thing, you could quickly go get some kalem to catch the truma oil that's falling, but it's only tamei kalem. So can I do that and save my chulin? Because it's holy ibud anyway. You're not going to be able to eat it anyway. It's going into chulin temein. So that was a machlokas, if you remember. Sorry. If you could run to get a tar kli, and you could be back and at least save a revius in time, that's what you have to do. The imla, but if you can't, if by the time you get back, it's going to be done. You can't save any of the truma tahora. Rabbi Elazar says, now let it go. You can't bring a tamei kli and be matami it. Because that's actively, even though it's going li'ibud. But that's Rabbi Eliezer, right? And the next Mishnah, V'alzeh, and there's another Mishnah also about oil. V'alzeh v'azeh amar Rabbi Shua, lo zeh u'truma shani musar ala milatama. Rabbi Shua says, no, this is not the type of truma that you have a mitzvah of shmira on. Ela mila achla. Robatatami ketsa, why? No, here, just get the kli. Get the kli and save him because it's being ruined anyway. So based on Rabbi Yoshua, who says that you're allowed to be matami because it's holy chlibet anyway, that's what Rabbi Reish Lakish says here. That's what Meir is going on. Midivrehen means from that discussion over there and the Shita Rabbi Yeshua, who says that in the case where Truma is going to get become Tamei anyway, you could catch it in a Tamei Kli to save your Chulin. So that's what it's referring to. Midivrei Rabbi Elazar, Midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. So we have a Machlokas. What's Rabbi referring to? The Mishnah is right beforehand, right here, or the Mishnah in Trumas? Says the Gemara. Why in the world would it be referring to the Mishnah in Trumas? Amr Rabbi Zeira, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Al Daiti Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. I understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi Meir is saying based on the previous two Mishnayos. Al Daiti Rabbi Shimon Lakish Ma Bar Blazer Rabbi Shulakan. What is the Mishnah in Trumas? Why is this stuck here, Rabbi Meir? Mi Devrehem. Right. So Amr Lei Tanya Inun. What does that mean? There, it's a discussion of the earlier Tanaim. That's what Rabbi Meir is commenting on. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put this together, it's Lav Dafka that Rabbi Meir was just talking right after the previous conversation took place. The earlier Tanoim, it happens to be recorded in the Mishnah in Trumas, right, had a conversation, and that's what Rabbi Meir is going on, right? And why is it brought here? Because it's about Chametz, right? It's about Pesach, right? It's about Pesach, that's why it's brought here. So it's not so difficult. The Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan flows better, but it's not so difficult, period. Okay, so now Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi has a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Hakol modim b'shisha asar shesorfin truma tahora u'temeya. What's the shisha asar? That's the second day of Pesach, the 16th. Rabbi Yochanan says that even though Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, you cannot burn Truma Tahorim Tameya with on Erev Pesach, but you can on Pesach itself. It doesn't say the 15th because that's Yontif. You can't burn Truma Tameya on Yontif. So it's the 16th. On Pesach itself, where Chametz is Aser Daraisa, Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi would agree that you could burn it, right? Tahora in Tameya. You could burn Truma Tahora in Tameya on Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Again, even though in the Mishnah he says on Erev Pesach you can't, on Pesach you can. What's the difference? Now it's Daraisa. Now it's Daraisa. On Erev Pesach was only Darabanan. Now it's Daraisa, as we will see. And also, as we're about to ask a question, note, he allows it on Pesach. On Pesach, it's Daraisa. What's Daraisa? It's also Daraisa. It's not Tamei Daraisa. But Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yossi must be that we're comparing Isser Daraisa and Tuma Daraisa. Right? You might have said, what do you mean? Even on Pesach, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't allow this. It's not Tamei. It's Aser. But it's not Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi Yossi would agree on Pesach seems to be equating, once it gets into the world of Daraisa, then it's also Daraisa, Tamei Daraisa, you can burn it all together. And that's what the following question, we're about to ask a question which is going to take 10 lines to ask the question. And the question is basically, how did Rabbi Yochanan say this in the Pshat of Rabbi Yossi? Right? And once he says it on Pesach, why don't you say he says it also on Erev Pesach? Because once you say Aser equals Tuma, and we could say Darabanan equals Daraisa, so why not Erev Pesach too? So this is all going to be a question on how could Rabbi Yochanan say this in the Pshat of Rabbi Yossi? Here we go. It's just going to say it in a, according to the way that we're going to see it in a number of ways. Rabbi Yossi Makshi. Lama Rabbi Yossi. This is a Rabbi Yossi Amora, who's going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat of Rabbi Yossi, the Tana. Rabbi Yossi Makshi. Lama Rabbi Yossi Amar Eina Hamida. Why does Rabbi Yossi argue in the Mishnah that you can't burn it on Erev Pesach? According to what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi, we'll say Rabbi Yossi for the Amora. Rabbi Yossi, Dushama, this is what the assumptions were of his question. Dushama, Dama, Rabbi Yochanan, Midiv Rabbi Kiva, Midiv Rabbi Chinas Kanakonim. First of all, he held like Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the first shot that we just said, Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah is built on the previous Mishnahis. Right? It's built on the Mishnahis that you could make things more tummy when you burn it. Vuhushama, Dabar Kapara, And he also heard the Pshat of Bar Kapara in the first Mishnah. In this section. Remember, we had that twice already. We had that yesterday and we had that 2 days ago. What did Bar Kapara say? What was Rabbi Chanina's Chiddush? That you're allowed to burn two things together, something that became Tameh with an Avatoma, something that became Tameh with a Vadatoma. Daraisa Durabanan. That was Bar Kapara's Pshat. You could burn something that's Tameh Durabanan with something that's Tameh Daraisa. So that was the Pshat that Rabbi Yassa heard of that first Mishnah. So basically, based on that, he's going to ask, once you say you could equate Isur and Tuma and Durabanan and Daraisa, so why didn't Rabbi Yossi say you can burn it on Erev Pesach too? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you can only burn it on Pesach? Right? Yeah, Erev Pesach too. So that's going to be the question. But now we're just going to say it in a couple of lines. Hushama de Bar Kapara, so he, Rabbi Yassa, also Bar Kapara's child of the first of the Mishnah. Omar Avatuma de Bar Torah, Vladatuma de Midavayam. Velo Shama de Mar Rabbi Yochanan, Bainzevainze de Bar Torah. He didn't hear Rabbi Yochanan's shot of that first Rabbi Chanina Mishnah that says it's all on the Daraisa level. Remember what Rabbi Yochanan said? The Chiddush is just that you can make a Shlishi into a Rishon. Right? Not that you can burn Daraisas and Darabanans. But Vahu Makshi, so now Rabbi Yassa asks, Kishem Shemutr Lisrov Iser Torah Im Tumas Torah, just like we learned earlier. Right? What we did, the Rabbi Yochanan just said for Rabbi Yossi, that on Pesach, you can burn everything. Even though one's Aser and one's Tameh. But still, you can burn it all together. Right? Kishem Shemot Elisrof Iser Torah Im Tumas Torah Shekein Sorf Im Tumas Torah Im Tumas Torah. Because after all, we learned in the previous Mishnayos, Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Akiva, were made that you could burn it all together. Tumas, right? The different levels of Tumah. So Kach Yehei. So it should also be Mutter. Kach Yehei Mutter Elisrof Iser Divrehem Im Tumas Torah. So Rabbi Yossi should also, in our Mishnah, why does he say Enim Enamida? Why does he argue with their mayor? He should say, you could burn it all on Erev Pesach, even though one's, it's only Aser Durabanan, Chametz on Erev Pesach, in Tumas Torah. Shekein Sarfin, because after all, Sarfin Tumas Devarim in Tumas Torah. Because remember what Rabbi Chanina say, according to Bar Kapara's Pshat, that you could burn Tamei Durabanan in, with Tamei Daraisa. So, that's the question, comma. Right? So basically, Rabbi Yassa is asking, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who say that Rabbi Yossi agrees on Pesach, that you could burn the Chametz, even though it's only Asur Daraisa, it's not Tamei Daraisa, but Chavis on middle of Pesach, who said it's Tamei? It's Asur Daraisa to eat it, right? So too, but doesn't Bar Kapara give shot to the first Mishnah in this section, Rabbi Chanina, that you could also burn Daraisa and the Rabbanan together? So why doesn't Rabbi Yossi say on Erev Pesach, you could already burn it? Why only on Pesach? So Ella, what must you say? This is all Rabbi Yassa saying, because of this kasha, it must be Shan Yehi Yisr, Shan Yehi Tumah. You don't compare Tumah and Yisr, right? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan, you must be wrong, right? When you say that Rabbi Yossi would agree on Pesach, who says? You wouldn't say that. And, but one second. But Varam Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say, Akol Mod B'Shish Yassar Yisrov and Chubat Torah Tumayah? But one second, Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yossi would agree on Pesach. Kishem Shlo Chilakta Lano Ben Yisr Torah L'Tumas Torah. But what, this is again, repeat of the question. Just like you're not Machalik between Yisr and Tumas Torah, because you could burn it on Pesach, Shekein Sorf and Tumas Torah in Tumas Torah. Like we said before, Rabbi Akiva, Kachlo Takhlo Lano Ben Yisr Devrayim L'Tumas Torah. So you should be able to burn an Erev Pesach. Shekein Sorf and Tumas Devrayim in Tumas Torah. Like we said in the first Mishnah, based on Bar Kapara. Question mark. And therefore, I don't understand, says Rabbi Yassa, Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of Rabbi Yossi, right? That he says that he could have burned it on Pesach. So it must be that one of my assumptions is wrong. So which one are we going to knock out? We're going to knock out Bar Kapara's pshat of the first Mishnah, Rabbi Chinin's going to call him. That's not talking saying Daraisa and Darabanan could be burnt together. No, remember the other pshat of that. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan argue to Bar Kapara? Ella Bainzeh Bainzeh, Devar Torah. We have no evidence that Darabanan and Daraisa could go together. You could burn them together. Find Isser and Tumah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yossi, on Pesach, you find Chametz on Pesach, you could burn it with Truma Tahora. Right? But that's in the world of Daraisas. One's Isser, one's Tame. But Erev Pesach, that was the next step. But why don't you say, right, based on Bar Kapara's Pshat of Rabbi Chanina, so you should be able to burn Daraisa and Rabbanan together. So what are we saying? Maybe that's not the Pshat of the first Mishnah. Right, we had the other pshat of the Mishnah. It's all Daraisa. So he didn't hear about it, but he gave that pshat based on the problem that he had. And the Gemara says, "Yeah, Asya Rabbi Chia Barba Minsur V'Yamar Min Shmei de Rabbi Yochanan." He said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, we already know this from 3 days ago. We already had the Machlokas Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan. It's just that Rabbi Yassa didn't hear this pshat, but he said it must be that this is the pshat. And now the Gemara is saying, "Yeah, that Taka is the pshat." Bein Zeh. Devar Torah, right? He heard it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right? He came and he said that Rabbi Yochanan gives this pshat. Va'amris and Rabbi Yassa is still talking here, and he says, "Yos, I told him, great pshat. That's what I thought. Taman, Tumas Torah, and Tumas Torah. Over there, now that we gave the pshat of Rabbi Chanin, it's all on the Daraisa level. One's a Shlishi, one's a Rishon, but it's all within the world of Daraisa. Bramhacha, but here, what was my question about? Psul, switch the word, important word to switch. Psul Darabanan, in Tumas Torah. But here, my question on Erev Pesach was about burning something that's pasul Darabanan. Chametz is only also Darabanan with Daraisa. Begin kach. That's why Rabbi Yossi Amar in a Hiyamida. That's why Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah, no, I disagree on Erev Pesach. I do not think that you could burn Truma Tahora with Chametz, which is only also Darabanan. With Chametz, that's only also Darabanan on Erev Pesach. Fine, Rabbi Yochanan would say on Pesach, but not... Not on Erev Pesach. It's interesting. We knocked out, according to this reasoning, we knocked out one of the assumptions of Rabbi Yassi's question. And that is, don't say that you could just, once something is Tameh, your Aser, Drabana Daraisa doesn't make a difference. Right? That was the Bar Kapara's pshat of Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim. But we're saying, no. Rabbi Yochanan's pshat was that it's all on a Daraisa level. So don't say Drabana Daraisa are all comparable. That was one assumption. The Gemara didn't knock out the other assumption that he had, and that is, we compare Isser and Tumah. Once something is Asur Daraisa, we say, you could treat it like Tamei Daraisa, they could burn it all together. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says in our Mishnah, Einam and Amida, he would agree that if you find Chametz on Pesach, then don't worry about it, it's all Asur Daraisa. So that is an assumption, right? That's based on that Aderes Elio and Parsha Shoftim, where there's Elio says, right, Beidam Ladam, Beidin Ladim, Benegel Anega, three areas of Torah. Six answers to every single question that will ever be asked in the history of Psak, right? It's one of six words. That's the answer, right? Tametar, Asr, Mutr, Chayev, Pater, right? Only six words. So the Gra says, there's a difference between Isr Veheter and Tumavatara, right? And Choshe Mishpat. So, but again, this, the question of Rabbi Yassa, or Rabbi Yochanan Shita, assumes that it, that we're making them comparable, at least in this context, right? Once something is Aser Da'araisa, then you can treat it like it's Tamei Da'araisa, and you can burn it all together on Pesach. That was an assumption of the question. But again, the Gemara didn't get into that. Again, interesting to think about which one is a bigger assumption, right? You could compare, once something is holichli ibud, then drabanan and daraisas are equal, or once something is, has the status of a not usable, does it make a difference whether it's usur not usable or tame not usable, right? Does that, so that's, those are the two assumptions of Rabbi Yassa, but either way, this is the kasha, but we defended. We defended Rabbi Yossi, Einam and Ehi Amida, and Rabbi Yochanan shot of that. Rabbi Yassi asked the whole question, but then he said it must be that one of my assumptions is wrong. And the Gemara said, yeah, that assumption is wrong. You don't have to hold like Bar Kapara. You can hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Adkan, we'll have to stop here. The Kasha Rabbi Yochanan will pick up. This is the next section as we continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.